No, that was a really, really great time. Yeah. Of course, I'd want to do it again. Aren't you going to ask to be let inside? No. I mean, wrong for me to assume, but maybe have some coffee at least. Just to keep you awake on the way home. It's no big deal. You could just. Sure, yes, absolutely. Come inside. For a second there, I thought you didn't want to go on another date and just wanted to ghost me. Nothing wrong with that, of course. It's just, the vibe was different when I asked you to come in. Is everything okay? Are you like shy to enter people's homes or something? It's just you. Sorry, could you repeat that again? You didn't want to. I mean, there's no problem with me moving it to the next level. Is there something holding you back? Do you have like a third date rule, something like that? A project? A what? No. Okay. Well, I am sort of familiar with NoFap, but well, if you would argue with me for a bit. Having sex doesn't necessarily break your NoFap rule since you're not fapping, technically speaking. I'm the one fapping for you. I mean, you get my drift, right? So, if things escalate, you're not breaking your resolution. You know what I'm saying? Okay. May I ask for what reason? Because I know Nonut November exists and is popular for some weird reason. But what's your reasoning for this resolution? Is something going on or? No, it's not. It's not weird for me. It's just curious. I guess. You are quite literally the first human, I mean, man, first man for me to encounter, like this. So I would like to be enlightened. Who knows, maybe I'd like to try it for myself. Probably not, but I just like to know. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I can see that you're really, really dedicated to the cause, and I get it, but let's just say I have my own resolutions as well. Yeah? Could you humor me for a little bit? Yeah, great. Listen to me. I don't think you fully understand what you've just stepped into tonight. See, I can't abide by your resolutions. Not tonight and not ever. If you could just close your eyes for a bit and imagine something for me, please. Imagine that you have been starving. About 2 months ago. 2 months ago, you've been starving, not being able to find your source of food, not being able to eat, drink, basically do anything thanks to a couple of lifestyle changes. of people you can't even control. Right. Stupid of me for even asking you to imagine something that is impossible for a human being to understand. Picture this instead, wise guy. For all your dreams of attaining better discipline, for attaining inner peace, shit like that when it comes to these types of activities, you are literally starving an entire species who will not be able to exist because of men like you perpetrating this fucking lifestyle change. You're freaked out, and I understand it, but things will be a little bit more put into clarity if you take a step back right now and open your eyes and see exactly what you're dealing with. Yeah. Really, really unlucky for me to end up with you, buddy, but you basically have no choice. Now, I know this whole NoFap thing of yours is really, really important, almost sacred to some men, but I think you can understand my predicament here. When I say I'm fucking starving, I fucking mean it. So, it is the beginning of the year, and I have a proposal for you. For tonight, forget this resolution ever even existed. Think of it as charity work, as pathetic as that sounds, but I'm fucking desperate at this moment. I will not be denied again. Think of it as charity work, and we can pretend that none of this ever happened. Just tell your boys that all we ever did was have some coffee, if they ever ask. And that's it. You can go back to your Reddit forums and talk about how enlightening it is for you to not fucking fap and pretend like none of what's about to happen actually ever happened. Please, could you do that for me? Besides, I don't think you even have the power, so to speak, to resist. I know at the moment that fear is driving you right now, but I'm looking down, and you're pretty hard right now. So, something tells me that you're okay with this plan of mine, right? Not if you agree. Yeah. Yeah, you're okay with this, and you want it, and you know what? You've been working so hard on yourself. Doing everything you can just to be a better version of yourself. And I think that deserves a wonderful reward. Don't you agree? Don't you agree that at one point, you know, if you're ever going to keep at it, keep improving yourself, you deserve a little bit, or maybe even more, of some gratification, right? You know, those silly philosophies of yours, I agree with them. Sometimes withholding gratification is good. But you've been doing this for almost a month now. I can tell. I can tell. I can tell that you really, really need some release. That's why you couldn't even enter my house. Because the slight temptation is going to frustrate you on the way back home. Doesn't that tell you that you're at your limit? You need this. Think of it this way. It's a nice little pit stop. A simple little pit stop. for you to use so that you can come back to your goals. Quitting cold turkey never really helped a lot of people, you know? I don't think you're like any of them. I think you're the type of person who, if you need to do such an extreme change like this, you're gonna need a bit of help. You're gonna need a bit of satisfaction to keep you going. Don't you think? Nod if you agree. Don't be shy. Good. See? Maybe it was actually good that we met. Maybe. Just maybe. This was an important encounter and lesson for the both of us. You understood what needs to be done to reach your goals. You receive a nice reward from yours truly. And I get to understand humans a little bit better and the situation I'm about to face. You know the myth around us, right? That there is potential that we could drain every drop of your life force? I'm gonna do you a favor. Seeing as many of you are going to be withholding from me for a long time, I'm going to let you live. Don't worry, I wasn't thinking about killing you the first time anyways, but I just wanted to let you know and give you some ease. So that whatever's making you hard right now isn't fear, but anticipation. No, I'm not that cruel. If I were cruel, I would have done something else. Something faster, something quicker, something less satisfying for me. And I like to play with my food. And I like to make sure that whoever is dealing with me will have a good time too. Repeat customers are always the best. Right? I'm sure you understand. But you can rest assured that I won't hurt you, kill you. I will probably leave you a little bit drained. But I don't think you'll be able to understand when you haven't come for how many fucking days now. So you're definitely gonna come hard for me, whatever I do. No, you won't be able to tell the difference if it's because of me or if it's because of this lifestyle that you've chosen. So, let me just take care of this, right? Would you like me to take care of this? Good. Sit back and relax a bit. Claim your reward that you so obviously deserve. Oh. Aren't you so close already? So sensitive. So ready to give me every drop. But as I said, you deserve a lovely reward. So I'll be taking my time telling you exactly things you need to hear. I'm sure that not having touched yourself or even me making yourself come means that you haven't heard a couple of things that you ought to be hearing more often. No, I'm not here to degrade you. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to make you feel special. After all, what you've been doing is such a grand feat. It takes a nice, strong, hard cock like yours to be able to take so much temptation and to just let it go. I can see exactly why you've been able to last this long. No. I will let you know, though, of all the women you're depriving right now of this big cock of yours, of this nice, strong, hard cock that I'm stroking up and down, nice and slow. Well, I'd go even faster, but I'm afraid I might make you come too quickly. After all, if you've been holding out for so long, who knows how fast you'd come? But I want to take it nice and slow, enjoying every inch of this cock, enjoying the way it stiffens, it twitches, it hardens and grows within my hands. Let me give you a bit more encouragement then. I know you've been eyeing my outfit for the longest time. It's always good to wear something tight and red, you know. But it makes me wonder how long you've been able to resist me. My dress just tightly hugging my curves, my tits just bouncing ever so slightly. I could tell you've been noticing it. The way you would just end up being hypnotized by these tits, and then just turning away the moment you realize that I might have taken a notice on the way you've been paying too close attention to them, hoping that I wouldn't be offended, but I love it. You deserve it after all, holding yourself back like that, like a true gentleman. Oh, but you deserve anything you want. Here, grab my tits, why don't you? Oh, fuck. Let me tell you, it feels so good to feel your touch. I've been waiting all fucking night for you to do it, so you can imagine my disappointment when you said you weren't into participating in these types of activities. But that's all gone out of the window now, right? All you're thinking about is the way my body feels, the way my breasts feel. So soft and firm in your hands. My hands stroke your cock up and down, up and down. Let's not forget these balls, by the way. So full, I love it. Sorry. I just can't help myself. I've been thinking about your cock deep inside me this entire time, filling me up with that thick shaft. Almost hitting my cervix with the tip of this cock. Oh, fuck. Some women are not into that, but I am. I love it. The opportunity for you to make a mark on me. Fuck. Wouldn't you love that as a reward? To mark me with your cock and your cum shooting deep inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh. You can let your hands explore if you'd like. My ass is pretty good too, if you must know. Here, feel it. So much for you to hold. It's more than a handful, this one. You'll be moving this, guiding my hips, guiding me. When I lower myself down on you, this big cock, have you deep inside of me. Pumping and rocking your hips and making me feel every single inch of this glorious cock of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can't wait. And I don't think you can either. So, can I please have your cock? Jesus, I can't help it anymore, really. I want your cock inside of me, and I would really, really, really appreciate it if you don't come just yet, please. Let me feel you moving up and down inside of me. Let me feel you filling me up completely. Let me feel you stretch me out. Stretch my tight pussy out, please. Oh, fuck. Don't come, don't come, don't come. Oh, fuck. But you can feel it, right? The way my pussy desperately wants you. Almost as if it's sucking you in like a... fuck you. Squeezing you nice and tightly. Keeping you nice and warm and snug and wet. Oh, like a perfect little cock sleeve. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That's it. Push yourself a little bit more inside me. I wanna. Yes. 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 Exactly how I want you inside of me. You can feel it with the way. I'm so tight around you. Go ahead. Grab my ass and lift me up and down. Show me how strong you are. Show me how much you've been improving yourself. Yes, that's it. That's it. Fuck. So much better like this. So fucking good. Oh, your cock feels so good. Fuck. I can't wait to feel your... your cock just shoot out all that cum inside of me. Do you feel me clenching around you? Oh, yes, 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 yes. More, more, more. Fuck. Feels so good. Fuck. Sorry. Can't help but grab onto you. You just feel so good. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. You feel so. Fuck, more, more. Oh, fuck the way you're just hitting me at all the right spots. Just like that, please. Just like that. You feel so fucking good. I want you to empty yourself inside of me, please. Every drop of all that cum that you've been holding on to for so long. Oh, I want it. I want it. Every precious drop. Every single drop of your cum. Please, please, please. Need it. Oh, please, can you come for me? Come for me, please. I'll make sure to empty every single drop. I promise. I promise I'll make sure it's worth it. Yes, yes, yes. I can feel you getting so close. That's it, baby. Come for me. Give me every drop. Give me. Yes, feel it. Feel me. Drain your balls. Every drop of your cum. Oh, yes. Oh, you. Oh, fuck. 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 That feels so good. See? Told you I wouldn't hurt you. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. How do you feel? A little woozy? Yeah, that'll do that to you. Fuck, I feel so much better. Oh, maybe men trying to do NoFap isn't so bad after all. Need to make sure I target my victims better. Sorry, what? No, I was just thinking out loud. You don't have to worry. Oh, that feels so good. I feel much, much better. Whew. Well, I know you're a little bit woozy, a little bit dizzy, but I'll make sure you're in tip-top shape. I'm gonna just slip on out, and I'll get you some water. Yeah? Just relax over here. I'll get you something to drink and maybe something to eat, too. Oh, you look a little bit pale. My apologies. But I hope it was worth it.